Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
That long-standing commitment to reduce VAT for hospitality to 9% is going to eat up 1 billion euro, almost two-thirds of the government's total headroom for tax cuts in the next budget. This was perhaps the most striking revelation in the government's summer economic statement unveiled alongside the National Development Plan. So, in a cost-of-living crisis, should we devote such a high percentage of discretionary tax cuts to just one sector? One man who argues we should is President of the Restaurant Association, restaurateur himself, Sean Collender. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Philip. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for taking the call. Why does the hospitality sector merit two-thirds of this discretionary financial support?
Well, first of all, the two-thirds of the 1 billion, I'm not sure where. For a long time, for over a year and a half now, the government has stated a figure for food-led hospitality of what they say is a cost of 540.
Well, let me explain. There's 1.5 million available for tax cuts. 1 billion of it is going to you guys.
Okay. Well, again, I'll state that we have always been led that they have stated themselves that there was 545 million would be the cost of bringing the VAT from 13.5 to 9%. But look, the bottom line is the Restaurant Association and many of the other sectors in hospitality have discussed and argued their point on this for a number of years now. The government have it in the programme for government and have committed to this. Minister Burke, Minister Harris and Minister Chambers have all given their commitment on this to be in place on the 1st of January 2026. That is the commitment given. We firmly believe that will be in place. Obviously, there are many wider political issues out there, but that's for the government to discuss and make their choices. As far as we're concerned, they've already made that commitment and we look forward and welcome it coming in January. Okay.
But as we were already discussing with Minister Peter Burke this morning, there will be many other small to medium enterprises, the same size as family-run restaurants, facing exactly the same problems with labour costs, exactly the same problems with rising costs, with energy costs and so on. Why should you get all the love and they get nothing?
Well, that's a question you should ask Minister Burke. I'm here representing the restaurants and this industry of 275,000 people that work in it, which is an awful lot of workers that spread right across the country of Ireland, who do an important job in making sure our domestic economy and equally our tourist economy functions. And that functions from a part of having an indigenous restaurant-led sector, which we're very proud of over the years. Our famous Cade Mhíle Fáilte is an important part of that identity stamp. And I think that needs to be protected. At the moment, it is clear that it is under threat.
What do we get for this investment, Sean? Do we get just the continued existence of you and your colleagues in business, or could we look forward to some level of price stability and pushing down the line further increases in prices?
Yeah, I'd love to see that, obviously. I'd love to see prices going down, but I don't see it at the moment. Just for the sheer weight, and I'm talking across the board, I'm not just talking hospitality. We are have been, many, many costs have been imposed on this sector in the last 3 to 4 years. I think many businesses have done their very best to maintain them. In our own case, we operate 3 restaurants in suburban Dublin. We rely on our local trade, so we are constantly trying to make sure that, number one, we're a limited company, so without making money, we will go out of business. We have been under threat of that, like many other businesses over the last couple of years because of the pressure. So our goal is to maintain our prices and give value for money to our customers locally, which we continue to do and we look forward to doing it into the future.
If you can't offer your customers a price guarantee, can you offer your employees a standard of living guarantee?
Well, that's what we're doing. The minimum wage has gone up 28% in the last 4 years. Sick pay has come in, pension auto-enrollments have come in. I think there have been many increases that have come through the government, which we are paying. Everybody's paying. That has put a lot of places under huge pressure. And I think you've seen many closures over the last year because of that. You know, I suppose the elephant in the room is the property issue. All our staff who have come to us with concerns on terms of their wages are coming to us with they cannot afford rent. So that is an issue as well. So the vast commitment is given is to make sure that we maintain our business. Obviously, some people say it's a cost. I say it's an investment in this industry going forward for the next number of years to make sure that those are in business and are viable. Each business has to, by the way, do their own thing in terms of how they manipulate their own costs and how they set their prices. That is up to each business. But I think there's been kind of an onslaught of costs over the last few years, which I think business have just really struggled to get to grips with.
And this move is a 4.5% saving on the cost of doing business. When you look at the rate of food price inflation, how long do you think it is before that 4.5% is gobbled up?
That's the big question. There's, you know, I for one don't believe this is the holy grail of the answer. I do think it's an extremely important step, but there are many other areas that we need to look at. And again, I'll reiterate, each business has to look at their own business and see how they can manage their profitability and make a profit in this. But on the wider context and in a kind of a macro level, what the government can do, they can create a framework that allows a business. Number one, the risk reward ratio for opening a business seems to be distorted. The risk has become too high. I don't think there's enough Indigenous businesses wanting to go in. And if they are going, the churn rate, the failure rate seems to be increasing even more than it was in previous decades. That is a concern going forward. Okay. So
this is not a guarantee that we're not going to be looking at more closures.
Well, I'd like to think that nobody will close their business going forward, certainly when this comes into play. But of course, you can't give them guarantees. Every business will go through their own difficulties. And again, that's up to them to try to figure out a way how they can manage that. What we're looking for is just a kind of a framework that allows us to stay viable in extremely difficult circumstances.
Sean Collender, President of the Restaurant Association, thank you very much for joining us. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.